During the winter time, very cold in the store. Only had one overhead gas heater. Had two doors, a front door and a back door. So whenever those doors opened, you lost all the heat in the store. Dad would usually wear long underwear, wear a flannel shirt, wears white apron. Sometimes he'd have to put a jacket on or a sweater on to keep warm in the store. So pretty trying times back then. Sometime in about 1958, I don't know how he found time to do this, but he got involved in politics. He became a city alderman. There was 8 wards in Butte at that time. Dad was the alderman for the 5th ward. The redistrict had a point, and then the 5th ward became the 3rd ward, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. But the council, they'd meet on Wednesday nights. I can't recall how many times during the month they met. But there was a couple other store owners in Butte that also got involved in politics. Tom Powers was one, ran a big grocery store on East Park Street, later became a mayor of Butte. Vern Griffith also ran one of the Eclipse stores on Harrison Avenue. He later became mayor of Butte. Nick Sayadovic ran Cobb and Market, the corner of Cobb and Harrison Avenue. He was a city alderman also. So I'm not sure where they all found the time to do it, because I tell you, the store took pretty much all their life.
And you said your dad did it for 30 years.
He did it for 30 years. And like I say, he never had a day off in 30 years. I can tell somebody that, and that's... They may not believe me, but it's the truth. We, as kids, we never had a vacation with our family. One year, an individual named Roy Pankey, he was a miner with my dad. He took myself and my 3 brothers out to Potosa Hot Springs in Pony, Montana for a week. And that's the only vacation that I recall that we had as a kid. So, and I think about that quite often, and how thankful we are to Mr. and Mrs. Pankey for... taking 4 kids up to Potosa together with their 2 children. And it was a time of our life. We really enjoyed it.
That's the one vacation then.
It was a one vacation, yeah, and a wonderful vacation. I'll never forget it.
Sounds like you worked in the store then.
I did. I worked in the store when I was in high school. I'd work, I went to Boys Central. I'd walk home from school and probably get home or down to the store maybe 3:30, 4:15. Then I'd stay there till closing time. And the delivery groceries, they had a lot of neighbors that call in, older people, clients in the neighborhood. So we'd take the groceries, deliver the groceries on foot to the neighbors. Dad had a couple of people that lived up in the Columbia Gardens, actually, that traded with them. And my Uncle Pegger, of course, lived up on Cora Terrace up in Waukeville. And every once in a while, we'd make a delivery up there in the car, of course.
Okay.
But I know the wintertime making deliveries on foot in the neighborhood, it's quite cold. That's when you had temperature 30 or 40 below zero.
Not like it is now.
No. We got a lot milder temperatures now in winters than what we used to have. My dad also had a sister that worked at the store with him. Her name was Helen. Oh. She was married to an individual named Ed Austin. Ed worked down the pit. He was a diamond driller down the pit. He was one of the first people to work in the pit in 1955. Helen would work sometimes, come up in the afternoon and work all day Saturday. Saturday was your busiest day of the store week because people were buying groceries for the week.
Yeah.
And back then you could buy groceries for the family for $30-$40 for a week. A lot different than what they are now, of course.
I'll say, yeah.
Yeah. Price of food anymore is sky high. But I can still remember some of the prices of the food. You know, you can get a quart of milk for 21 cents, you know. A loaf of bread for 21 cents. So we had a good clientele in the neighborhood. Then, like I mentioned, a lot of people came from Columbia Gardens and other areas of town, just mainly to buy the meat from the meat block there. During the summertime, you had a different clientele. You had the hobos from up on the railroad tracks. So they'd come down with their knapsacks and come in the store, and Dad would slice off a few slices of bologna for them, wrapping up, give them a loaf of bread. They'd get a few potatoes, and I know they'd go into their pocket and get out some change, 25 cents or whatever. And Dad never accepted any money from them.
Really?
He always gave them whatever they needed. They'd leave the store. They'd go up to what we call the Diggins, which was just south of the Great Northern Railroad, and it was an old mine area. The reason they call it Diggins, because the old mine Diggins up there, tailings up there. And that's where they'd camp out. They'd camp out for a couple of days until another freight train came, and then they'd be on their way. But they never harmed anybody, never bothered anybody. I recall nobody had to lock their doors, you know, and they would go around. They'd go around and see if they could do any yard work. And I'm not sure too many people actually had them do any yard work or not. I don't recall, but never bothered anybody. It was a good time back then. We had three mine dumps. We had three mine dumps right there in the area of our neighborhood. And as kids, we'd ride our bicycles up and down the mine dumps. And wintertime, we'd sleigh ride up and down the mine dumps. There was still a couple shafts, but the shafts only went down maybe 15 feet back then. And we used to go down inside the shafts a little bit. But nobody ever got hurt. There was no real danger involved with it.